Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris on the 6th of May 2012, in the afternoon now here in the UK, and I've been thinking thoughts on origins. These thoughts have been inspired by my current thoughts on love, and I've been thinking about love and how we express love and where love fits in, why we have this unexplained love theory. And I'm thinking, well, where did that come from? As a man of faith, I believe it came from God. However, before you all turn off, I'm open to other ideas too. And the reason that I'm thinking the way I'm thinking at the moment is because, and the word because will become important as I speak, is because I'm trying to find a way of realizing why I'm here. Again, as a man of faith, I believe I'm here for a reason. But as someone who doesn't have a faith, they would also try and wonder why they're here. Maybe there isn't a reason for someone who doesn't have a faith. Indeed, a lot of people I've been speaking to just simply believe it's some form of evolution. Evolution being that from, on this planet at least, that from some primordial soup, mankind came into being after a few millennia, or a few million years, or a few billion years if we look at the entire history of the planet. Well, that's as good as it can be here on Earth, that the theory of evolution. But where did the Earth evolve from? Where did the cosmos evolve from? And this is where I'm thinking. There are a few theories in existence. One of the major ones that we have all heard of is the Big Bang Theory. That there was a huge explosion at the beginning of time, if you like. And that from that huge explosion that scattered dust into the nothingness, the void, that I'm here today, that you're here today. That's a fantastic idea. And I mean fantastic, not in the sense of the normal, everyday use of the word, but literally fantastic, awesome. It takes a huge amount of trust and suspension of belief to believe that from a bang of something that wasn't there, or if it was there, as we're thinking at the moment in this theory of the Big Bang, that it was something almost infinitely small, yet almost infinitely dense in matter. This object exploded for no explicable reason, and out of it burst everything that we know today. And it is still growing, still expanding. That takes an awesome amount of faith. And I have ultra respect for scientists, for people who believe in the Big Bang Theory. And the reason I have respect for them is because my own belief is equally fantastic, equally awesome, that there was a being that caused this Big Bang. It's an incredible concept to think that I'm here today for one of two reasons, either by an accident that happened from a cause that we know nothing about and cannot explain, or that I'm here by design from a creator who had his own reasons that I can't explain. Either theory and all other theories require huge leaps of imagination, trust and faith, because ultimately, we don't know. How can we? Scientists such as Stephen Hawking are trying to get beyond the Big Bang, trying to see, if you like, beyond the Big Bang. What was before it? What caused it? Where did the object that exploded, if you like, come into being from? What was before that object? If we take it to the nth degree, at some point in time, and I use the word time just because it's easier, we measure everything by time, some point in time, or at least outside of time, whatever way you like to look at it, something came into being that wasn't there before. Something existed that didn't exist before. If something existed from something that didn't exist before, that means that everything that we know today came out of an absolute void. Hard to imagine too. Something that has nothing in it. No air, no matter, no antimatter, no dark matter. Absolute nothingness. From absolute nothingness it came everything that we know today. That is as fantastical as believing in a God, surely. Science's job is to try and find out that, trying to find out ultimately what was there to begin with. And that's the same with religion, or at least faith, trying to make sense of why we're here, the ultimate cause, the first cause. No because, because all becauses lead to a first cause. They have to. Because this happened, because that happened, because, until we get to the very first cause. This is why I find it difficult to argue matters of faith. Because matters of faith require some form of suspension of belief. They require some form of imagination. They require some form of fantasy. There is nothing wrong with that, because those fantasies, those thoughts, lead us on to find the truth, to try and make sense of the fantasy, to turn it into a reality of some sort. Whether you believe in a God, whether you believe in any other theory, it makes no difference. You believe in it. That's your faith. Belief and faith are very much alike. I would almost argue that you can't have one without the other. Possibly they're the same thing. To study, to want to find the truth, requires something special within us. It requires a seeking. It requires a belief, a faith. It requires something that we have that will ultimately give us the truth. Sometimes I wonder why we bother. We look at the world today and we see starvation, we see disease, we see wars. We're not looking after ourselves very well. And we seem to spend an awful lot of time looking beyond this. We seem to spend a lot of our resources looking beyond this. Is that ultimately the right thing to do? We don't know. We could argue that instead of using our brain power the way that we are doing, we should concentrate on the here and now. Let's get our house in order before we start to look elsewhere. But that's not man's nature. Man's nature is to forever explore in some capacity. But why? But why is that man's nature? Darwin himself has no reasons for this. It doesn't fit in with a theory of evolution. The basic theory of evolution is the strongest survive. And looking at the stars is not really a good way to survive. If our ancestors did this too much, other people that weren't would come over and club them over the head and go and take their belongings. Flippant, possibly, but I'm trying to make a simple point. Whatever you believe, whatever you think, that's great. Because we need to do this to compartmentalise the impossibilities. Things that we can't make sense of, to put them in places that we can deal with. Whether we believe in a God to do that, or whether we believe in a Big Bang theory or something similar. Either makes no difference. It helps us. And indeed we need to do this because our mind is not infinite. We are not infinite. How our minds work itself is a phenomena that is yet to be explained. How do simple things like matter, something as simple as matter, which itself isn't simple, of course, create thought, create emotion? Why do we see beauty? We have eyes. Our eyes are there to tell us what's in front of us, to avoid danger, to find food, to seek those things that are beneficial to us and avoid those that aren't. So why do we appreciate beauty? Why, when I stand on top of a hill and I look at a vista in front of me, I have feelings of awe? Why is this feeling not dependent upon any kind of faith? Why is this feeling common to most mankind? Why is it when we see something beautiful, why do we define it as beautiful? Why does that invoke emotion in us? What has that to do with any kind of evolution? It seems to me that this is something beyond. As a person of faith, I have my reasons for that. It's a gift. As a person of non-faith, I would struggle to find the answer. I would struggle to find this, the reason of beauty, why we see the way we see, why we hear the way we hear, why we think the way we do think. Why don't we just concentrate on living together for the betterment of mankind when we are a pack species after all? These are just thoughts I've been having on this Sunday afternoon. I thought I would share them with you today. Millions of questions. I could go on for a lot longer, but I'll leave it there. So thanks for listening. As ever, have a great day. And if applicable, may God bless you.